What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the We Got Now podcast in another senior spotlight. This week, I have Faith Utzler with me, a senior at Marshall County High School. So what's up, Faith? How's it going?
Good.
Welcome to the We Got Now podcast. Faith, tell us a little bit about just how long you've been at Hardin Baptist Church.
I came to Hardin when I was in fourth grade, and I'd moved here from Heartland Church in Paducah.
Okay. And so you've been in our student ministry for all 7 years.
All 7 years, yep.
I think even like when you were in sixth grade was like my first year as an intern under Nick. Mm-hmm. And I know Briley was the same, Emma was the same. And so all you three of you have been here all 7 years. So it was funny. I can't remember which one I was joking with. You've heard my worst sermons. You've heard the worst.
They weren't that bad.
I was just a tomato-faced guy up there sweating for no reason and yelling at us. Like, why is he yelling at us? It was good. So I know you very, very well. And a lot of these listeners, they might not know you as well. And so how about first you just tell us, what are some things that you're involved in outside of church? Because it is a lot, right? So yes. Some stuff outside of church that you love.
I work at Dub House Coffee Shop, which I love.
Yeah.
And I've worked there for about 3 years. I'm also very involved in FBLA. I'm actually president this year, so that takes up a lot of my time. And recently, I've been really involved with Marshall County Young Life.
Okay. Yes. So, Dub House?
Yeah.
President of FBLA?
Yes.
Marshall County Young Life. Would love to just chat about all three of those. Dub House, what's your like go-to coffee drink?
Ooh.
They're like for you personally, what do you love?
That's so hard. There's so many. I love the creme brulee. It's so good. It's just an iced coffee with like caramel.
Okay.
It's so good.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a creme brulee.
Creme brulee? creme brulee.
Is this what's referenced on High School Musical? Like in the song Status Quo? You know what I'm saying there?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know High School Musical?
No, I've watched it, but I don't know what you're... Yes.
Zeke.
He makes them. Zeke makes them.
Creme brulee. Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
So that's a coffee. I thought it was like a...
It is.
Like a sweet...
It is like a dessert, pretty sure, but we just have like the flavoring for it.
Gotcha.
And it's good. But you just drink like black coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're boring.
Yes. Black coffee's all I drink. And then FBLA, how'd you get involved with FBLA?
It really started my freshman year. I think I came into like, we have this thing at Marshall County called Club Fair, and you go in, you can see all the clubs you can join.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Jack Johnson who was like, you're joining FBLA. Didn't really give me an option, but it was... It was really one of the best that I've made in high school. It's led me to so many opportunities. So
that's awesome. And in Marshall County Young Life.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit. There may be some people that don't know what that is because it's a newer ministry at Marshall County. So tell us a little bit about Young Life.
Yeah. So Young Life is like an outreach ministry to high schoolers. Mm-hmm. And I know there's one for middle schoolers too, which is called Wildlife.
Yeah.
But I got involved with this because my mom joined the committee, not really knowing what it was. But I kind of got like pushed into it. But it's been really great going to camps and just hanging out with them on Mondays and Thursdays. And we lead campaigners at my house on Thursdays. Gotcha. So that's been really awesome. And both my older siblings are leaders.
Cool. Yeah. So you got Zach
and Abby.
And Abby.
Yep.
Our leaders in Young Life. And then the leader of it is Jaden Haynes, who goes to our church. She's incredible.
She is.
And so that's very cool. So Faith, you may have heard this question asked to the other seniors. And it's a tricky one. So if you didn't, like, you're just about to just be like, oh, man, this is tough. But what I want you to try to do is I want you to describe yourself in 3 words or less. It can be 3 individual words or it can be a little phrase. But who is Faith in 3 words or less?
Okay. I've been thinking about this
because
I've been listening
so
to the
you've been playing.
One. Yes. I think that I would describe myself as determined. I think Bradley kind of talked about that too, but like if I want something, I'm going to try to go for it.
Yeah, it's good quality.
Yeah, I think I would also describe myself as personable.
Mm-hmm.
And generous.
Okay, determined, personable, and generous.
Yes.
I say amen to all of those things. For those who don't know, of course, Faith has been in our ministry for 7 years, at Hardin Baptist Church since fourth grade, but she's also just like almost like a part of our family. Like we've just loved Faith for so long. She is really, really dear to my family, Caitlin and I, and so determined, personable, and generous. Like that's how I could describe you as well. And so now we're gonna do a speed round.
Okay,
this is where it gets fun. I'm just gonna ask you random questions.
Okay,
and what's your favorite blank? And I just went off the top of your head, just let us have it. Sounds good. Your favorite, okay? So let's start with this. What is your favorite school subject?
Okay. I have two answers.
Okay.
I would say, like, core subject, English. And it's not because I love, like, the grammar part of English, not necessarily the reading. But I also just don't like the other subjects so much that it just makes English my favorite.
Fair.
Yeah. And then also, like, not core subject, business, all my business classes. Yeah.
Which makes sense with FBLA. Yes. That was one of Emma's favorite last week. But English.
Yes.
I love English. And you're saying, like, it's just kind of like, I just don't like math, history, science.
Yeah. So it's kind of process of elimination.
Yeah, got to figure. Okay. So anyway, I like English. Okay. Yeah. Favorite school subject there. All right. Let's do, you told me your favorite coffee. Okay. Real simple, real easy. What's your favorite color?
I'd say pink.
Pink.
Yeah, more like light pink.
Okay,
yeah.
Like a shades of pink. Because yes. Caitlin told me, like, there's, like, so she many, likes yeah. soft pink, yeah. light pink.
I agree with her, yes. Yeah.
And Baylor is always, like, the hot pink.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you get older and older, it's like your shades get lighter.
Lighter, yeah, you're, like, not so extreme. Yes. But, yeah.
Okay. Favorite sports? Maybe to play or to watch or...
Pickleball and tennis.
Pickleball and tennis.
Yes.
So are you big into the pickleball movement?
Yes, I play every night.
Okay.
Yes.
We're at Calvert Benton.
Whatever's not full, because Calvert always has tournaments. Yes. So,
yeah, and they're building brand new courts at Calvert, which is right by our house. Yes. So, okay, cool. So you're in the pickleball crowd.
I love it.
Are you good?
I wouldn't say great. I played a lot during the summer, so I've had lots of practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would 100% beat me. I've played one time. Yeah. No, I'm not good. You would beat me. okay, let's do one more. What is your favorite, I say it's a Friday night, you're hanging out with a family or with your best friends. What is, like, just your favorite place to go, thing to do on a Friday night?
Pickleball.
Oh!
That's, like, the only thing I can think of.
Okay.
Or we like to walk at, like, the Arboretum.
We'll yeah.
Or just go to Murray. We don't have a lot to do here.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. We'll do this one final question, and then we'll get into some spiritual things. What's something random about you that people don't know? Like, maybe I don't know, but definitely, like, just the average person. Like, you don't know this about me. Be careful what you share.
Okay.
Something random.
Okay. Mine is definitely very weird. And
oh, no.
Some people know, but I'm allergic to potatoes.
What?
Yeah.
I might have known this, but I've forgotten it.
Yeah, it's just so random. And, like, tomatoes and eggplants. Like, it's the most random foods.
So when you say allergic, are you saying, like, if I gave you a potato right now and you ate it, you're in the hospital?
No, not that bad. It was just, like, I get really, really sick.
Okay.
So I just, like, I just have to, like, stay away from them. But, like, potatoes are the worst out of
all forms of potatoes.
Yeah, like...
What about potatoes?
Yeah, same thing.
Those two?
Same thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like French fries.
No fries, no chips.
No way.
And it's weird because, like, most restaurants use potato flour and everything. So I have to, like, watch for that.
Wait, how did I not know this?
Yeah, like, buns, like, and stuff are, like, made out of potato flour.
So, like, when you go to, like, Snow Cross, Fall Retreat... Do you just not... I mean, I feel like we give you potatoes.
No, like... I think we have pizza a lot.
That's true.
Pizza's not potatoes.
It has
tomatoes, but I'm not as allergic to those. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I just deal with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now I need to know, like, hey, does this have potatoes in it?
Yes. Yeah. No, it's okay. I watch for myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I appreciate that. Okay. So let's move into a more spiritual side of things because, again, I've known you for so long. And you're so fun, you're personable, you love pickleball, right? You're involved in all these things. But I think what characterizes your life is that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. And I know, like, that's true by the way that you live, by the way that you worship. You love Jesus. And so let's just rewind the clock and tell our listeners how that began. How did Jesus save you and become your Lord and Savior?
Okay. I have a similar story to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in church. I knew all the answers. My parents both loved the Lord, and my older siblings loved the Lord. So I naturally fell into, like, the routine of going to church on Sundays and Wednesdays and, like, at home, like, going through Bible studies with my parents and just, like, really knowing a lot about the Bible. But it wasn't till high school that I learned that I needed to apply it to my life.
Mm.
And I made a false profession of faith when I went to camp one year. I'm not exactly sure, but I knew I was younger, and I just did the things that they asked me to, raise my hands, and I wasn't really sure what I was doing, and I definitely, my life did not change after that. Mm. And I think that I was in denial for a long time of, like, I struggled with the fact that I wasn't saved, but I also was really scared to admit it to others. I didn't want to disappoint my parents, and, like, even you and Maggie, like, even though you guys would not have been disappointed.
Right, I know what you're saying.
Yes. So it wasn't until I went to Chicago summer before my sophomore year, and I wasn't there for the right reasons, and I just was going into it with the wrong intentions of just hanging out with my friends, almost using it as like a vacation. My intentions were not to share the gospel while I was there, and if I'm being quite honest, I don't think I could have. And I didn't learn that until we did Riverwalk Evangelism. And we just got partnered up randomly, and I didn't really know Briley Garland at the time, but I got partnered up with her, and we went up to this random lady named Becky, and I was more asking her questions about her life, like what she was doing in Chicago, and then Briley just like poured the gospel into her, and I think that's the first time where I truly heard it and understood it. So, and then after that, my life has been completely changed.
Yes, yes. So that was, let's see, 3 years ago?
Yes.
3 years ago, the summer going into your sophomore year in Chicago. Yeah, and it's cool because I look back on that. And we weren't necessarily supposed to be doing Riverwalk Evangelism.
Yeah.
It was actually supposed to be like coffee shop. And it's like, no one's in the coffee shop, so let's go to the Riverwalk. And just hoping and praying that the Lord would do something in that time. And he did. He saved you.
He definitely did, yes.
And so that's so cool. I remember that night, kind of like, when you told us all, like, it was just incredible. And yeah, since that day, like, just the change in your life, the joy in your life, the fruit in your life has been so evident. And so I just praise the Lord for saving you and making you his very own. So since that time, a lot's changed. What are some, this is such a broad question, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
But what are some key lessons that you've learned inside of Christ over the past 3 years? Like, this could literally be anything.
Okay.
It's like maybe there's a series or just personal time in the word for yourself, just a couple things that the Lord's taught you over that time.
Well, I'd say one, and this is a big part of my testimony, but like, you're not going to disappoint people by coming to the Lord.
Yeah.
Because they're only going to be happy for
That's
you.
That's right. That's
in,
right.
In most cases. And,
yes.
But also, like, I've learned accountability is huge. And I think that especially like our Marshall group has grown so much since we started. And just seeing them live life like in church, I see that, but I also see them at school, and so like seeing them, like, they are the same on Sunday that they are on Monday.
That's right.
And so that's encouraging. And also, like, Mariah Wilson, like, her just like pouring into me about, like, don't be ashamed of who you are and like sharing the gospel, because that is your only purpose. So,
yeah that's so awesome.
Yeah.
So what are some things specifically about our student ministry? Because again, I think that's the third time I've said this, but you've been here all 7 years, which is just super incredible. Our ministry has grown unbelievably big in a lot of ways, but there's a remnant, right, who just have been here through it all. You've been here through COVID. You've been here through it all.
Through it all.
So what are, this isn't like just an opportunity to, it's an opportunity to brag on God, right? What are some ways that our student ministry specifically has discipled you and just poured into you to make you into who you are today?
I think that, like, Hardin does a really good job at, like, the importance and urgency of sharing the gospel. And that's not something that I've always seen and at churches, but, like, you show us why it's an urgency. And I think that that's something that's been on my heart a lot, like, that I don't go to school just to go to school and see my friends that I see every day, but also, like, Hardin has taught me, like, through God's word, that, like, I'm there and I'm put in all the places that I'm put in for a purpose. And another thing about Hardin is so welcoming. Like, if you come one Wednesday and then you come the next, like, someone's going to remember your name. Yeah. And that's not something that they just do because they don't care. It's something they do because they love you and God loves you. So.
Amen. No, 100% there. That's incredible. I've asked this question just about everybody, and I really enjoy it, because really everyone's kind of given a different answer, and so there's no wrong answer. But not too long ago, on Sunday mornings, we did a series over spiritual disciplines. Mm-hmm. And so what are some habits of the faith, and you've even mentioned some, you know, like meeting with a group of girls for accountability. What are some habits of the faith, spiritual disciplines, that you've implemented in your life, maybe as a result of that series or before or after, that you've really seen God grow and sanctify you as a result of you doing these things?
It was actually after this lesson that we had on Sunday over silence and solitude.
Okay, very good.
And that's something that I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. I don't really like being silent.
Yeah, what? Like,
yeah, I really like talking. So that was just something I just kind of like let it fly over my head. And then Mariah Wilson had texted us that afternoon and was just like, hey girls, we're all going to meet and we're all going to do silence and solitude together. She was like, we're going to go to this, I don't know whose house it was, someone's house. And we spread out and we sat there in silence. Wow. And did nothing for an hour. And that's something that I have learned to love and make it part of my weekly routine. And it's definitely necessary, but I didn't apply it to my life before that lesson or before she texted me that. Yeah. So yeah.
No, that's good. Silence and solitude. I definitely feel like it is one of the hardest, because mm-hmm. we're such a busy people.
Yeah.
And we love loud and we love busy and productivity and to-do lists. But man, it's just so helpful for our souls to just clear the to-do list, to get real silent and just talk to the Lord and seek his voice. Yeah. Right? Like, it's just, and you don't realize how incredible it is until you just slow down to do it.
And how different it is from praying too.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I learned that too.
Yes, so that's so good. I love to hear silence and solitude is something that you've enjoyed and that the Lord has grown in your life. So that's awesome. So you've mentioned Mariah. Now you can double down on that. She's worthy of that. But who are some people in your life who have just, and you can, there's no limit to this, but maybe 2 to 4 people in your life who have really impacted your walk with Christ that you just want to go on record saying, thank you, here's kind of who they are and what they've done for me and how God has used them.
Number one, I got to go with Briley Garland.
Okay.
Like I said before, she was the person who shared the gospel with me.
Yeah.
And like, that's when it clicked. And I've just like watched her grow in her faith, and that's really encouraging to me. Mariah Wilson, I've mentioned her a couple times, but I've never seen someone that like wants to pour into me and like cares that much about me. And so, and like, it's challenging sometimes with her, because like she makes me do some things I don't want to do, but all of it is beneficial.
Amen.
And I've only grown in my relationship with Christ since we started our D group. And I got 2 more.
Yeah, no, you can go as long as you want there.
Hallie Allred.
Okay.
She's awesome. And just like, she's someone I look up to, is what I'm trying to say. And just like watching her like constantly like live for the Lord.
That's
is
awesome.
Something I admire.
Yes.
And then my last one is Maggie.
Yes. Yes.
Just every girl can say Maggie, because she's awesome. And yeah.
Yeah. So Briley, so the two like peers that you listed there, Briley and Hallie, who have both had senior spotlights.
Yes.
So church, if you haven't got to hear those, you can walk through Hallie and Briley's, and then also Mariah and Maggie, who are like spiritual sisters, spiritual older sisters to you, right? Who have just taken time to pour into you, love you, disciple you, and they're incredible. So let's do one last thing to end. We did it last week. We've done it a couple of times. And let's rewind and let's go fast forward. So first we're going to rewind. And I want you to think of middle school faith. Maybe freshman faith.
Oh, gosh.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want senior faith to give her some advice. Right? Maybe it is advice about coming to Christ. Or maybe it's just some type of spiritual advice that she needed to know then that you know now and that you'd love to tell her if you could.
I think that then I really struggled with what am I doing all of this for? Because it was, at the time, I wasn't living for the Lord, so I was doing worldly things. And I genuinely then felt like everything that I was doing was pointless. Mm. I was like, where is this all going to get me one day? Like, what is this all for? And so the advice that I would give freshman me, middle school me, was like, well, one, I wish that I would have seen that. I wouldn't have disappointed people in coming to Christ. But also, like, we are put on this earth for a purpose, and that purpose is to, like, be disciples and to share the gospel. Mm. And really just, like, I would pray that she would see boldness and just in our school and day-to-day life. Like, I would have that boldness to share with all the people that I've met, whether it was one time or if I see them every day.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I love that. And so now, let's take a look forward.
Okay.
And you don't know what 28-year-old Faith is going to be doing or where she's going to be living or what life will look like, Lord willing, that they will even see that long, right? But I just want you to try your best here to give us a sense of what you feel like the Lord could be calling you to post-high school. Obviously, it's September, so you got... what, 8 or 9 more months of school, you're going to graduate, but then what happens after that? Mm-hmm. Knowing that it's all Lord willing and can change.
Yes. I think that recently I've learned that my spiritual gift is, like, using my voice, and whether that is singing, praising the Lord, or just, like, sharing with others. So I'm really, like, excited for the future, whether that's going to Murray State and being involved in Hardin College or going on missions. I really am not sure where life is going to head, but I'm excited. I don't know. I would love to go on missions to, whether that's in Chicago, just being with what Jason Stuckey does, it's awesome.
Yes.
Or even in Costa Rica or where else God wants to lead me, but I'm also okay with going to Murray State, so.
Very good. Yeah. No, that's incredible. Give us one, I said it was going to be in it, but one final thing. You mentioned Chicago was huge for you. You came to Christ there.
Yes.
It was kind of like your first entrance, because then the next year you came back, right? Now you were in Christ. You got to share the gospel there. You've been to Costa Rica one time. Got to share the gospel all week.
Yes.
Interested in missions. Never know what the Lord's going to do there, right?
Right.
What would you say to the person who is like, man, missions... it's just not for me. I'm not capable. I'm not. That's something for those girls and guys. I'm not comfortable. Maybe there's even students like, I'm not going to go to Costa Rica because that's so out of my element.
Yeah.
What would you say to end this podcast to the struggling Christian who lacks confidence in sharing his or her faith?
I would say, like, just go on the trip, because like, God will give you the confidence while you're there, like, while you're sharing too. Like he, even if you don't know if you can share the gospel yourself, you'll see that there. And just go on the trip. You'll not regret it. You'll only regret not going. And I think that also just praying for, like, God to show you, like, his plan for you, because, like, I know that my freshman year, I would say I was not moving away. I was not going to Costa Rica or Chicago. I was staying here in Marshall County, and I was going to Murray State. But, like, I've prayed about it, just, like, trust his plan, and now, like, my heart has definitely been softened towards missions. Like, I could definitely, I'm okay with going on them now, so, yeah.
Amen. No. Well, I appreciate that so much, Faith. Church, I hope you've enjoyed this senior spotlight with Faith Uetzler from Marshall County High School. We'll have another senior spotlight next week, but until then, peace.